Subsea cable breach suspects identified. A significant development in the ongoing investigation into last year's damage to two subsea telecommunication cables in the Baltic Sea has led Finnish police to suspect four individuals of a crime. The damaged cables, which run from Helsinki across the Gulf of Finland to Estonia, are part of a string of similar incidents in recent years. As tensions between Russia and Western nations continue to escalate, concerns about the security of global communication networks have grown. The fact that prosecutors will now decide on any charges underscores the severity of the situation and the need for increased vigilance in protecting these critical infrastructure assets. Finnish authorities took control of the Fittberg cargo ship on December 31 while it was en route from Russia to Israel, suspecting that the vessel may have been involved in damaging the cables. The incident is just one of several recent power cable, telecom link, and gas pipeline outages in the Baltic Sea region, which has raised concerns about the vulnerability of these critical infrastructure assets. NATO's increased military presence in the region, including frigates, aircraft, and naval drones, is a response to these growing security threats. The police investigation has concluded with four suspects, three of whom remain subject to a travel ban. This development marks an important step forward in bringing those responsible for the damage to justice. However, it also highlights the need for continued cooperation between law enforcement agencies and governments to address the root causes of these incidents. The Baltic Sea region has been on high alert since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, with a series of power cable, telecom link, and gas pipeline outages reported in recent months. These incidents have underscored the growing importance of securing critical infrastructure assets in this strategic region. As global communication networks become increasingly reliant on these undersea cables, the need for enhanced security measures has never been more pressing. The subsea cable breach investigation is just one part of a broader trend towards increased cyber threats and attacks on critical infrastructure assets. This trend highlights the need for governments, businesses, and individuals to work together to protect against these types of threats and ensure the continued reliability and security of global communication networks. The fact that four people are suspected of damaging the subsea cables is a stark reminder of the potential consequences of such an attack. The damage caused by these breaches can have significant economic and social impacts, from disrupting global trade to compromising sensitive information. As the situation in the Baltic Sea region continues to evolve, it is essential that all stakeholders remain vigilant and take proactive steps to protect against subsea cable breaches and other types of cyber threats. This includes investing in robust security measures, conducting regular risk assessments, and implementing effective incident response plans. The investigation into the subsea cable breach is a reminder that global communication networks are vulnerable to a range of threats, from physical damage to cyber attacks. As these networks continue to grow more complex and interconnected, it is essential that we prioritize their security and take proactive steps to protect against these types of threats. The incident highlights the need for greater cooperation between law enforcement agencies and governments to address the root causes of subsea cable breaches. By working together, we can reduce the risk of such incidents occurring in the future and ensure the continued reliability and security of global communication networks.